Poor Martha. I mean, she really deserves a little sympathy. Don't you think it feels in this gospel that she's been set up for a bad rap? I mean, this is the Martha who goes out when Jesus is coming to raise Lazarus. And we have in the chapel, if you go in on the right side, one of the panels in the stained glass window shows Jesus at the moment of raising Lazarus from the dead. And there is Martha off to the side behind Jesus, holding her nose like this because he's been in the grave 4 days and he stinketh, as the old translation said. So we sort of have this image of Martha. And in the gospel, she's very busy. She's very task-oriented. We all know a lot of people who are so focused on their tasks. It's like my mother. You know, growing up, she was always determined to make sure her four boys and her husband, any family that was over, got served first. And so she was always the last one to eat. And it got to the point where she was so used to having to drink her coffee cold that she actually liked cold coffee. This was before cold brew was ever invented. And that's Martha. And in the gospel, she comes across as just more than a little whiny and complaining. Mary, on the other hand, is contemplative. She's sitting at Jesus' feet. She's very relationship-oriented. And that has led down through the ages, people looking at this gospel and sort of coming up with this active versus contemplative paradigm. And it becomes a bit of a stereotype in the way we have talked about it. And the active always gets sort of short shrift, as though you're somehow a second-class citizen if you're not contemplative. One of the things I do in my ministry with the diocese as part of the formation of future deacons is we ask people to help us evaluate how they're doing and what their spiritual growth is. And buried down in that questionnaire we give to people like their pastor is a question. It's, is he Martha or is he Mary? Sort of biasing the discussion a little bit. But that's a little too facile, a little too superficial a way to look at the gospel to be a good analysis. We need a fresh look. First of all, you have Mary at Jesus' feet. She's with all the male disciples, and she's listening to Jesus. Martha, on the other hand, it says, is burdened with much serving. Another translation for that word, burdened, is distracted. And it's all about her. Lord, do you not even care? My sister has left me to do all this work. You have to wonder if there's maybe just a little bit of family history going on here. Just imagine Martha and Mary as teenagers and their mother is in the kitchen. Mom, Mary's not doing her chores again. Maybe there's a little of that going on too. See, the problem is not what she's doing. The problem is not all the serving she's doing, but her attitude, her focus. It's all on herself. St. Jose Maria Escriva, the founder of Opus Dei, comments on this passage. Martha has come to be the symbol of the active life and Mary that of the contemplative life. However, for most Christians, called as they are to sanctify themselves in the middle of the world, action and contemplation cannot be regarded as two opposite ways of practicing the Christian faith. An active life forgetful of union with God is useless and barren, but an apparent life of prayer which shows no concern for apostolate and the sanctification of ordinary things also fails to please God. You see, the path to holiness, for most of us, the path to holiness involves doing everything in and for God. Most of us don't have the call to be in the monastery or the cloister. We've got husbands and wives and kids and neighbors and jobs. And, you know, uncomfortable and inconvenient it is, we've got to make a living to eat, right? And we have all these things that we have to do, and we need to find God in them. It has to be Martha with Mary for us. Think of Therese, the little flower. She was a Carmelite, so she's in a cloister. And she spends a lot of time in the chapel in front of the Blessed Sacrament and in her cell praying. But that's not the only thing she does, because in the convent, you have to cook the meals and wash the dishes and do the laundry and weed the garden and sweep the floors and all those other boring things that make up life. And Therese sees in that the opportunity to do everything with love. That is the hallmark of her little way, to be love in the middle of everything that she does all day long. One of my favorite writers, an interesting man, his name was Nicholas Herman. He was a French soldier in the mid-1600s. And after being a soldier for several years, he went into private service with some official at the court and served as a butler and a footman for a while. But eventually he enters the Carmelite monastery. And he's known as Brother Lawrence. And he says that very early on he determined that the core of his relationship with God would be what he calls practicing the presence of God. Being aware in every moment that Jesus is standing next to him, working with him in whatever he does. In fact, he goes so far as to say that practicing the presence of God was more spiritually beneficial to him than all of the prayers he ever said privately or in the chapel with the other monks. That means when he's working in the garden, Jesus is there with him with the hoe or the shovel, working the earth. And when he's in the kitchen, chopping the carrots, and that's a job he hated so much he almost left the monastery over it. When he's in the kitchen, chopping the carrots, Jesus is right there with him, chopping the vegetables. So it's no wonder that when he goes into his cell for his private prayers, or when he goes to the chapel, that Jesus is still with him, next to him, closer than his own breath itself. In the gospel today, Jesus points the way. Martha, Martha, you are anxious and worried about many things. There is need of only one thing. Mary has chosen the better part, and it will not be taken from her. Mary's focus was not on anxiety. It was not on worry. It was not on her job. Her focus was on being with Jesus. So in the midst of all your stress and busyness, in the midst of all the stuff you have to do, stop for a moment and place yourself in the presence of Jesus and let him be with you in that moment. Turn to him and stay in his presence. Choose the better part. Praise be Jesus Christ.